Kalikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
The News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR, Melikilikimaka to you as well.
Love it. That was really nice. Great.
Day trip destinations is Friday morning.
Hello, everybody, and happy December.
December, yeah.
No joke, today is December 1st.
It is December 1st.
Anyone else out there feeling a little bit nauseous about that?
Oh, boy.
So the reason we played Melikilikimaka is because this segment is going to talk a little bit about a special, like, beach-like cocktails.
Oh.
So I thought it was a good, you know.
Melikilikimaka.
Oh, whoa. Is that Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra?
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby. Yep. Got it. Anywho, so hopefully you had a great week, kind of back to it.
Yep.
I feel like always the week back after like a holiday is like really painful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully you weren't. It wasn't too bad and you were able to work off that turkey dinner. I had wonderful. I mean, honestly, it's kind of funny. Like when I was younger, I used to like go all out. Like I used to get like 2-3 plates. Like, I used to just try so hard.
Just
like,
eat this as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, because my family's the one that doesn't eat all day. So, we wait around for the food.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like breakfast, lunch, and dinner combined into one.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I can't even finish one plate.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
I can eat one plate, but then that's it for the day, pretty much.
Yeah. It's rough.
I'm not. I might have like a snack at like midnight, but otherwise I'm just done.
I used to be able to like go up for more potatoes and like a second serving of turkey and like all the things. And now I'm like, holy pants.
Well, that's when we used to grow up vertically instead of horizontally.
That's true, I suppose. Yep, it was going to all the good places and now it goes to all the bad places. So hopefully everyone enjoyed their week back to work. I will say I have enjoyed this week. It's been a little bit. My schedule hasn't been so crazy, so I've been able to, like, decorate the office. I've been able to catch up on some projects that I've kind of neglected over the past few weeks. So it was nice to be able to do that. And obviously, as we're transitioning into December, there's just a lot more things that are happening and a lot more things that are on the plate, if you will.
Yeah.
Here we are, day trip destinations. So our first, our December of 2023 show is going to be talking, our first segment is going to be about Crowbar Hardware Store, which we've talked about a couple times before in the show.
Which isn't a hardware store at all.
No, it's not, in fact. But the reason that I wanted to play Melikilikimaka is because they have started something called Tiki Fridays, which I think is super fun. So Matt and I, if you listen to the show, we talk about all the time how there's not enough establishments that are open past, you know, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night.
But they are.
They are. So Crowbar Hardware Store, especially on Fridays and Saturdays, they are open from 5 p.m. until 1 a.m.
Nice.
The kitchen does close at midnight, but that's still significantly better than a lot of our other options.
Yeah.
So they have a pretty active and robust Facebook page, Instagram page, so you can follow them there. They are located at 38 Opera House Square, but obviously I shouldn't say that because it's a speakeasy style thing.
It is and it's not at Opera House Square.
Got it.
If you know what I mean.
If you're picking up what we're laying down.
Yeah.
So
which is nothing.
They have these Tiki Fridays, which are so fun. So Friday the 24th, which would have been last Friday, they did their first Tiki Friday.
Yeah.
And if you wore a Hawaiian shirt, you got 10% off your order.
Well, there
you go.
Which
is pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, obviously, their staff will be dressing up and all that kind of thing. So we just kind of, I thoroughly enjoy all of these different kinds of styled and themed nights
because
they make things even more fun than they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, it's finally Tiki Friday. This is posted last Friday.
Fine.
As promised, we're excited to start our new weekday specials today with the launch of Tiki Fridays. Get out of the cold weather and dream of sitting on a beach listening to music, all while sipping on a cocktail inspired by the islands. Naturally, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
This week, our incredible bartenders have come up with 4 delicious cocktails that will whisk you away to somewhere warm.
Ooh.
And so I would imagine that these are similar cocktails to what they'll have this evening.
Presumably.
So the Better Lovers is a coconut washed gin, pineapple juice, lime curacao, herbal liqueurs, and grenadine. Ooh, I can't do the grenadine.
Mm.
But so that's fun, the Better Lovers. And then they also have, we are also featuring the Three Dots and a Dash, which is a blend of our favorite rums, honey, lime, orange, allspice, and Fullernum. I don't know. Fullernum. Fullernum. Fullernum.
Okay. I mean, sounds nummy.
Saw what you did there.
Yeah.
Cute. Or you can sip on a Tradewinds, which is a delicious blend of rum, coconut, apricot, and lemon. That sounds magical.
Apricots are good.
Aren't they? Mm-hmm. They are nice. Do you like them, you know, like fresh?
I like the dry ones.
The dried ones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's great. It's good to hear. Finally, the drink if you dare, the Beachcomber Zombie.
Oh.
Limit 2 per person.
Whoa. It's so gotta be.
It's gotta be intense for them to say, unfortunately, we cannot serve you more than 2.
Uh-huh.
Super exciting. They actually have pictures of each of them on their Facebook. So if you're interested to see what they look like, head to their Facebook page and you'll get a little bit of a glimmer of what could await you should you go to Tiki Friday at Crowbar. And again, it's not just Fridays and Saturdays. They are open other days of the week as well. Those are their later days, their latest days, I should say. Some of their new menu items are going to be cast iron half chicken, which is made with cranberry orange relish, accompanied with a garlic smashed potato and whatever the current vegetable is for the day. And then, of course, the house fried pickles are a small plate, which is kind of one of their appetizer. That's what they call their appetizers. And it includes hand-breaded pickle chips and hot cherry peppers with a cilantro dill dipping sauce. And they look pretty good, not going to lie. So definitely those are options for folks when they are dining at Crowbar Hardware Store. So, yeah, if you want to take a look. Ooh, they have some other ones. They have a wild sausage sampler. Ooh.
Oh.
Venison rabbit duck sausages with blueberry compote, house kimchi, and a cranberry orange relish. And then another staff favorite is the new mushroom ravioli with a walnut parmesan sauce and locally sourced mushrooms, of course.
Sounds good, too.
So they have quite a few options, folks. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so Crowbar Hardware Store, super awesome, super fun, very, very 20s, like flapper. Obviously, it's kind of that Prohibition era kind of place. Again, with this whole Tiki Friday concept, super fun, kind of gives it a new edge, especially for folks who kind of frequent this establishment. There's quite a few folks who like plan, you know, they have friends who come out every Friday or every Saturday or something like that. So 38 Opera House Square, there is a light switch.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just throwing that out there that you might need to utilize such a thing.
If you were to come upon a place that doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So 603-504-6085, should you need to call this place that may or may not exist. Again, follow them on Facebook and Instagram and all the places. So a great opportunity for folks to get out there and experience a little bit of the beach life.
Mm-hmm.
But right here on December 1st. We've talked about this before, kind of pairing them together. So Crowbar is very close to the Claremont Opera House. Mm-hmm. So it's great to be able to potentially take in a show and then hop over to the hardware store and, you know, have a little drink or two.
Right.
Or three.
Or vice versa.
Or, no, not really vice versa because
They open at 5, right?
They do open at 5. Yeah. However, most of the shows will take place at 6, 7. Yeah. I guess they could happen at 8, too.
Yeah.
So December 1st, that is tonight. Mm-hmm. Seussical is playing.
Seussical,
yeah. Seussical the musical. Dr. Seuss, anyone? Mm. Yes, okay.
Is it a Seuss musical?
A Seuss musical, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So that's happening at the Claremont Opera House.
Yep.
Tomorrow, the 2nd of December, the Foreigner's Journey Tribute Band is happening at 8 p.m.
Muy popular.
On December 9th and 10th is Clara Dreams from Dreams in Motion in Springfield, Vermont. So the cool thing is this is really like the Nutcracker season, right? So a lot of studios all across the country take this time to do a Nutcracker performance.
Right.
Some people do a short stint. Some people do the whole ballet. Some people kind of mix and match. There's a few different places around that do something similar, like KCPA down in Warner. Sometimes they'll do like something about the Gingerbread Man. They'll do something about the Snow Queen. They'll do the Nutcracker sometimes as well. They'll do the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. They'll sometimes do that for their winter show. So Dreams in Motion in Springfield does Clara Dreams, which is a version of the Nutcracker.
Okay.
And it's in the Nutcracker itself, the story, it follows the story, but it's inclusive of all different types of music. Up here, you know, there's students who like hip hop or they like tap or they like, you know, jazz, musical theater, whatever it may be. So the story can incorporate more than just ballet.
Interesting.
So it's really awesome to be able to whip that all together.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the season. You know, we also do a winter show. This year, our winter show is based on Frozen 1, Frozen 2. It's called Winter in Arendelle. We switch up our winter show every single year.
Is Arendelle where she's from?
Yes.
What's her name? Frozen Princess Queen?
No. Elsa.
Elsa.
Elsa and Anna. Yeah.
Yes,
sisters.
Yes.
So it's not so much a Christmas show this year. It's more about like sisterly love, you know, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the Barn is also doing Frozen. They're doing that the same weekend that we're doing it. So it's kind of a bummer. But theirs is acting. They're doing the full score. They're doing the full Frozen Junior. What is the what am I thinking about?
What's the Frozen Ice Queen?
No. The book.
The Snowman.
With the words.
Oh, the Frozen book?
They are doing the full script of Frozen Junior. So they're doing the score, the script, all of it. So
is that a movie?
What?
Is Frozen Jr. a movie?
No, Frozen
is
a movie.
Right.
And they have made Frozen the Broadway musical.
Yeah, okay.
And then they have made Frozen Jr.
Okay, which is what?
For children.
So it's just a Broadway for children?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there confusion?
Yeah, but it's fine.
Okay. So we do not do acting or singing.
Right.
We only do dance.
Right.
So that's why it's not officially Frozen Jr. because we're not having the students act. We're not having the students sing. We're not using original score.
Right. They just dance.
So they just dance the story from beginning to end.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of different studios will do different winter shows, and the Nutcracker is usually one traditional one. December 15th is also the Revels North Midwinter Revels on Tour. So that's coming to the Claremont Opera House on the 15th of December. And then to kind of wrap up their Christmas, if you will, or their December lineup of things, they have a Winter Wonders Holiday Extravaganza, which is taking place on the 16th of December.
Which, you know how much I love extravaganzas.
You do love extravaganzas.
I do.
So the 16th is actually, unfortunately, our winter extravaganza. So I can't go to Winter Wonders, and I can't have my kids perform because my kids will already be performing.
It's such a busy time. Like, everything's happening the same weekend.
Well, you got to remember there's really only three functional weekends in December.
Yeah, so I mean there's
so when everyone like plans, they're like, oh, December would be a great time for this.
Right.
And there's really only like 6 days of options.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a little bit of a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of cool things coming up for the Claremont Opera House. On the 16th, with that Winter Wonders Holiday Extravaganza, it's acting, singing, dancing. They have a whole bunch of different participants who will be taking the stage that day. So it'll be a fun performance to kind of bring in the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
So that's happening there. So Claremont, Crowbar Hardware Store, Tiki Fridays from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then Claremont Opera House, kind of the slew and the lineup, if you will, of the December events that are taking place there. And then just one quick more shout out for our Holiday Shop Local Card Program.
Mm-hmm.
It's already started. We've already had people return cards, which
wow.
is cool.
Nice.
So the cards this year are like a very light green. You can find them at Claremont, Newport, and the Lake Sunapee Region Chamber offices. You can find them at participating businesses. You can bring a card to a business and have them stamp, hole punch, or initial the card.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can pick up a card at those particular businesses when you actually do your transaction.
Yeah.
So there's a couple different options there. Again, the QR code is on the flyers, and it's also on our websites, so you can see who's participating. It's just one more way to remember that contributing to our local economy is super important, and shopping local for the holiday season is super affordable, super doable, super easy, and then you can get rewarded for it. So I think anytime you can potentially win something. I mean, there's $50 gift cards, there's gift baskets, there's gift bags, there's $25 gift cards to places. There's a $250 gift card to something else. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cool places and opportunities for you to win something.
Mm-hmm.
So the more that you spend, the more cards you the more cards you stamp, and the more cards that you hole punch,
the better your chances to win.
Correct. Every card that you return to a chamber office is one entry in to potentially win a raffle prize.
Yeah.
So it's worth it. It's super fun. And if you have any questions, reach out to any of your chamber execs, Elise, Shannon, or myself, and we can certainly help connect you with whatever you might need. But it's an easy program. It's a fun program. And it's going to take place all the way through the new year into January, January 15. So.
Nice.
That is our first segment today, folks.
This segment was brought to you by Sweet Bee Cafe. Open once again, the return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items, highlighting seasonal produce, made to order on the weekends, Saturdays, and Sundays. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., find wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweet Bee Market hours. Wednesday through Sunday, hang there or take to go. Also brought to you by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont. Crown Point, nationally recognized for fine-quality cabinetry for your entire home. And we will take a quick break and be back with the next segment of Date Your Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look...
News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment's brought to you by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who think differently about banking. They get to know their customers, and they are committed to providing the right tools and right advice to help you be successful. Learn more at barharbor.bank. Also brought to you by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with global energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they'll find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much to our sponsors for forever supporting the show. We appreciate you. Definitely, it is beginning to look a little like Christmas. It's December 1st, so I feel like people are definitely feeling the holiday spirit.
Spirit, yeah.
They're trying desperately to get all their ducks in a row over the next couple of weeks, which is sometimes easy, sometimes not.
Quack, quack.
Yeah. Alley-Oops Flowers and Gifts is not just a place to purchase floral arrangements. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other things in the store that you could consider for holiday shopping.
All right.
So at 394 Main Street, in New London, 603-526-2398. You can find them on Facebook, on Instagram, and at their website as well. They are open 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Mm-hmm. Took me a time to realize the days of the week and the order that they happen. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays, and they are closed on Sundays and Mondays. Mm-hmm. Now, I think people would have remembered from our last show, I was talking about how there are select businesses on Main Street that are staying open until 7 p.m. Yep. on Thursdays during
them,
the month
right?
of December. Yes, so Alley-Oops is. So they'll have extended hours on Thursdays, so they'll be open from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m.,
okay.
which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about gifts, they have not only flowers, they also have cards, candles, chocolates, pottery, lotions, chapsticks, scrubs. They have lots of different jewelry, which is cool. I love jewelry mm-hmm. of all kinds. There's one of their employees makes earrings.
Yep.
And they are gorgeous.
Oh,
they are
really?
So cool.
What kind?
I love them. All sorts. Yeah. A lot of them are natural woods.
Mm-hmm.
So they're painted and they're cut specific. Yeah. It's really cool. Love everything that they've got going on there. So they have some particular places that are some particular vendors that they always have, and then some that they bring in just for the holidays. They have some brands like Echo Candle Company. They have CB Stuffers. They have Topps Malibu, Heart Groove Handmade, Ellie Cree, and then, of course, some local people as well. So Beeline Skincare, which a lot of people around yep. here love, which Soul Source in Bradford just did. The owner, I believe, of Beeline was actually one of her Meet the Maker Thursdays.
Oh, nice.
This past week.
Yep.
So super fun stuff going on there.
Cool.
And
Boyve.
Pottery.
Mm-hmm.
Super great stuff. Love it. I actually have a couple of her pieces actually at my place. Concocted Cards, Roslyn, and Sprig Hollow. So a lot of different local vendors that people might know their names of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then specific brands that they bring in just for the holiday season. So lots to offer at Alley-Oops Flowers and Gifts. Again, the cool thing about it all is yes, it's a flower shop, but that's not all they offer. They have so many more things that they have to provide.
I didn't realize the shop that was had that much in it. Like whenever I look by the storefront, you always just presume it's just like kind of like a smaller little.
Nope, it's pretty
just floral.
Pretty big. They've got all sorts of different succulents. They have ornaments. They have orchids. They have even, dare I say, they have a few fake plants for those people like me who kill things.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, again, the Beeline skincare stuff, which is chapsticks, lotions, scrubs, those kinds of things. They have lots of different glass jars and vases, obviously, because that's what they would put the flowers in, right?
Right.
They have pottery. They actually have Christy Custom Woodwork
mm-hmm.
is super awesome. I actually have one of his signs at my apartment. He makes all sorts of different sizes of signs. Kearsarge Mountain, Ragged Mountain, Mount Sunapee. He makes little ornaments. He can do custom jobs. He's an awesome guy
yep.
who has got a really cool creative edge of woodworking. It's just really beautiful work.
Nice.
And they make really, really awesome gifts. So that's something else that she sells there at the store. And again, the pottery's there, lots of different candles. I mean, candles are always fantastic purchases for gifts anyway. And even things like, this sounds terrible, but what are the things that you put the plants in?
Like the pots?
Yes, thank you. Because I was going to say vases or vases or whatever, but no, it's not that. It's like it's not glass, but it's like ceramic or those kinds of things. So
yeah,
if you know someone who is very much into...
I do like a good pot.
They have lots of gnomes, lots of ornaments.
Mm. Do they have the lawn marbles?
What are the lawn marbles? Like the big circle? I don't know, actually. I haven't seen
those
them.
Those always attract me.
Really? They do? Interesting.
Because it's so bright and shiny. I feel like I should be a crow.
Shiny things, shiny things, yeah. Shiny things.
Usually, like, me and the crows go in the same direction with those types of things.
That's nice.
Anytime we see something shiny, we just have to get it.
So air plants are a pretty big thing. Mm-hmm. They have, they're kind of, I would say they're probably, I don't know, 2 inches tall or something like that.
Yeah, and they go in, like, the little light bulb looking things.
They can go in light bulbs. They can go in globes. They can go in little wooden frames. Like, mm-hmm. There's a lot of different things that they can go. Yeah. Some people will hang them from their rearview mirrors and their cars.
They literally live off what's in the air.
Exactly. It's kind of wild.
Can you imagine if people were like that?
Yeah, it'd be strange.
If you were, like, really hungry, you just, like, run through the wind.
They have plant biotics. They have drop-and-go plants. They have smart faces and cubes. They have pollinator habitats. They have a whole bunch of cool little stocking stuffers. So, again, it's not just plants. You just don't go in there to get a floral arrangement. There's a lot of things that they offer.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're super awesome. Their team is one of my favorites. You know, they will help you pretty much find anything that you want or anything that you need. Or you're not sure what to get someone, mm-hmm. you can kind of give them a few, like, helpful hints of that person, and they'll help you find something, which is cool.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, alley-oops, flowers, and gifts. Don't just think about them for live floral arrangements. Mm-hmm. Also think about them for gifts, stocking stuffers, those kinds of things, because their space is chock full of it.
Nice.
And they're super great, and they're super fun. Okay. So, some other things to consider mm-hmm. are classes. So, what I love about the holidays is not only just doing items, but also doing experiences, right?
Right, right.
So we've talked about that on the show quite a bit. I thoroughly enjoy being able to kind of book or schedule, mm-hmm. thank you, something out with, like, a friend or something like that if you've got something that you really want to do together. You know, I bought my friend a class for us to do King Arthur Flower baking class.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, I don't bake ever, but...
Now I could.
I would love to learn. Mm-hmm. And what better time frame or what better thing to do than to, you know, do it with a friend.
I always wanted to learn how to bake, like, bread.
Yeah. So you have lots of cool classes. You can check their calendar and sign up for some. I think the one that I signed up for was pretzels, like learning how to make a pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, I mean, they have all sorts.
I'd love to do panini bread.
So I don't know. You can check it out. King Arthur Flour. Highly recommend. Uh-huh. Super fun.
Cool.
Anyways, I haven't done it yet, but
well,
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun, yeah.
For similarly, you can do classes. So you can do floral design classes at Alley Oops. Mm-hmm. They call them Fresh Night Outs. They're great. So they have 2 in December and 1 in January.
Okay.
So December 6th, they have Design Your Own Floral Design regular class. December 14th, they have a Boxwood Tree Floral Design class. And then on January 10th, they haven't announced what that class will be yet, mm-hmm. but it is on their calendar already. So it is one that you could potentially buy a gift certificate for.
Nice.
Now, registration is required for all of these classes, and space is always limited. So if you're interested in potentially buying a spot for you and maybe a friend, mm-hmm. reach out to them right away so you can save yourself some seats, and then you can purchase that. And then you can always ask them, too, if they can print off something that says, hey, we're going to go to a floral design class, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And then you can wrap that up and give it to somebody. So that's super fun.
Yeah.
That's how I choose to announce, you know what I mean, those kinds of things.
Yeah, I usually send, like, an email.
All classes start at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. unless stated differently, and they are all in person at Alley Oops right on Main Street in New London. So those are some options there. Of course, if anyone's interested in weddings, usually they book out at least a year in advance. So for 2024, you're probably out of luck.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at 2025, you can potentially reach out and see if they have availability, but they're one of the most prominent floral designers for weddings in the area, so they book up pretty darn fast.
Yeah.
But it's definitely on my list to mention, so I will just do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then consider as well, I mean, we always talk about flower deliveries and flowers on different days that aren't necessarily days you'd expect floral arrangements, right?
Yes.
But throughout the course of the year, they do local deliveries to specific towns. So if you are purchasing a flower arrangement for somebody, like if I purchase a flower arrangement for my parents and they live in Bradford,
mm-hmm.
they are a town that Alley Oops will deliver to. So local deliveries to the following towns: New London, Elkins, Georges Mills, Sunapee, Sutton, Springfield, Grantham, Newbury, Wilmot, Andover, Warner, and Bradford. So
it's pretty big area.
Yep. Their Alley Oops van will travel to any of those places and deliver floral arrangements to those areas.
Wow.
Which is super great. So Alley Oops, please remember, they're always awesome. They are participating in our Holiday Shop Local punch card program.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to head there to look for stocking stuffers or gifts or sign up for classes and spend a little money there, make sure to have them stamp your card. And then when your card is finished, submit it to the chamber office to be entered to win raffle prizes. They are also, because of all of the businesses that are staying open later on Thursday nights in December,
yep.
they are also doing a Alley Oop specific raffle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're there on a Thursday, you can fill out their information card and drop it in. And all of the businesses, I believe, participating on Thursday nights for the extended hour program, they are all offering their own little raffles. So if you're going on Thursdays to a particular place up until 7, you'll be able to fill one of those little cards out and enter it in to win a raffle prize particular to that business.
Nice.
So yeah, so we're excited about that. Alley-oops, again, flowers and gifts, a great option for people for the next couple of weeks. If you want something local, you want to support local, but you also have some people to shop for on your list. And then just remember that the Thursday nights in December leading up to Christmas, they have businesses that are going to be open later, and they're going to be open until 7 p.m. I want to do a little quick shout out too. So Christine at the Creation Place is a super awesome person. She's really great.
Mm-hmm.
But she has more than just classes. So I think a lot of people forget that you can actually walk into her pottery class or pottery store,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually purchase pre-done pottery right off the shelves.
Oh, wow.
So I think a lot of people don't know
that. I didn't know that. I thought it was just a creation place.
Right. I mean, You can go in and you can take a class and mm-hmm. you can sign up for a class online. You can take a group and you can go there and just do drop-in pottery. But she also has pieces that are already done. So you can go in there and you can purchase those items for gifts as well.
Nice.
She has a really awesome, like it's half a, I think it's an awesome display.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the top half, if you will, of an old refrigerator. It's like a refrigerator door,
The
front door. I want to say like a refrigerator from like the 1950s or mm-hmm. something. And it's just the freezer door.
Okay.
And she has that hanging on the wall and she uses that as her magnet display.
Oh, okay.
So like it's really cool. So you go in and you can look at all of the different magnets that she's made and they're all for sale. Like, so you can purchase them and you can put them in stockings, all sorts of things. But it's a really cool like display that I just is super unique and I've never seen anybody do that before.
Yeah.
And these little resin magnets, they're super colorful. They're all different shapes, sizes, all those kinds of things. And they're $10 a piece. So they're super fun and a great stocking stuffer. And then, of course, there's a lot of different – she has ornaments. She has kits. She's got all sorts of fun stuff. So it's definitely worth it to head over there. And she has, like – yeah, she's got little kits for kids. So if you wanted to purchase some, like, coloring pencils or some watercolors or those kinds of things, she's got a lot of cool stuff in the shop. And it's not just for classes. So just – I want to just send that out to the universe because I feel like a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
That it's a place that you can go.
Mm-hmm.
So our last little bit here in this segment, our Lake Sunapee Region Chamber of Commerce annual awards are now open for nominations.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's that time of year, right? It's our end of the season, our end of the year. You know, you're grateful for who you are. You're grateful for your customers. You're grateful for your relationships you've built over the course of the year. But also you're grateful for all of the businesses and all of the individuals that make the Lake Sunapee region as awesome as it is. So our award nomination period is open now. So our annual meeting for the Lake Sunapee Region Chamber of Commerce happens at the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
So right now the nomination period is open for the entire month of December. And then it goes into a little bit of the beginning of January. There are 5 categories for our annual awards. So
okay.
We ask you to look at the entire 2023 year
mm-hmm.
from January to December and think of people and businesses who have made a difference in our region. I always make this clear every single year because mm-hmm. ever since I've taken over at the chamber, people have asked me this question.
Mm-hmm.
If you nominate someone and they win,
you don't have to present
it. You do not need to present.
Yeah.
There's no barrier to nominating someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want to throw that out there right now.
You don't have to be involved at all.
Correct.
Yeah.
Flat out, you can just send me a paragraph
yep.
about what someone you think should be nominated in that category.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I really need from you.
Yep.
If I need any follow-up information, I'll connect with you directly. But it will not be you getting on stage.
Right.
And doing this whole...
It's not going to be some surprise either where you don't have to do it then and they're like,
correct.
We need to have such and such come up.
And you also don't have to worry about your nominee being told that you nominated them. So a lot
it's
of
anonymous.
People... Exactly. It's an anonymous program.
Mm.
I will see the contact information simply because if I need to contact you to follow up with anything, then I will have that.
Right.
But when it comes to our board of directors taking a look at the nominees
mm-hmm.
and taking a look at all of the content that has been brought forth for that nominee...
Mm.
There isn't any sort of, you know, feedback about who nominated and how many times
right.
they nominated and all that kind of stuff because we want to remove any barriers.
Yeah.
You know, we want people to feel as comfortable and as confident submitting this information as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, the more people that are nominated and honestly, the more times they're nominated
mm-hmm.
really just kind of goes to show who and how and what's happening in our community. That's super awesome.
Yeah.
So we don't want to have any sort of barriers as to having people feel as though they don't want to nominate someone.
Mm-hmm.
So again, think of business of the year, think of nonprofit of the year, community member of the year, Young Professional of the Year. And again, there isn't necessarily direct exact parameters on that.
Right.
Young Professional could be just entering the workforce, 21, 22, 25,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to maybe 40, 45, something like that. It really honestly depends on the situation.
I still have a chance.
The person. And then, of course, for the Rookie Business of the Year, we do ask that that business is under 5 years old. So, I mean, you know, 3 to 5 years old is probably a good mark.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of think of that. There are quite a few businesses that have started up and quite a few businesses actually that have joined the chamber just within the past year.
Right.
That's something else to consider, folks, is it does weigh a little bit on the application or the nomination form. But the person that you're nominating or the business or community member or whatever does not necessarily need to be a chamber member.
Right.
So I think a lot of people also think about that.
Mm-hmm.
If it isn't a chamber member, it's kind of like a, but at the same time, if your reasoning for nominating them is overwhelmingly, absolutely 100% yes, it does not tie into chamber membership in that way.
Yep.
So just keep that in mind, too. If you're unsure, reach out to me and ask me any questions, and I can certainly help kind of navigate all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely those particular things. These awards are to be encouraged. They're to be celebrated. Even all of the nominees, right? If you're not the winner in the category, the fact that you're nominated is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It means that your community sees the work you're doing, sees the impact that you're making, and they want to recognize that. So that's really special. So if you're interested in that, head to our website, LakeSenapeeRegionChamber.com. You can always email me too. You'll also find there'll be a social media post on our Instagram and our Facebook pages where you can click on the link there and submit your nominations. It's a very easy form. There's not a lot that you need to submit. It's pretty much nominee's name, nominee's business or relationship, way to reach them, contact way, then a paragraph as to why they should be nominated and what category it's for, and then your name and your phone and your email so that I can reach you if I need to.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to seeing all of those nominations come through over the next month. And then our board of directors will sit down before our annual meeting and make those selections. And then voila, then we'll have our annual awards ceremony. We'll announce it to the world and we'll get an evening to celebrate all of them. So
cool.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break and come back with the third and final segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
I just imagined like a Mardi Gras celebration.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's very intense.
Yeah, it was wow. That was
you're used to that just being a very calm, festive, sentimental song. And the segment is brought to you by Indigo Blues & Co. For the clothes you live in, visit Indigo Blues & Co. in the cute village of Kentucook and on Main Street in Concord.
Remember that Starry, Starry Weekend is happening December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
That's now.
Today. Tomorrow
and Sunday.
So that's super exciting stuff going on there. Yes, that Mardi Gras Cirque du Soleil celebration was wild.
It got my bones jittering and
did it get your hands a clapping?
They got them snapping.
Snapping. I mean, you know, that's all right. That's good.
I mean, we're talking about Seussical Musical, so I mean, might as well start
Seussical the Musical.
Rapping and rhyming and jipping and jiving and doing the things.
So the Farmer's Table Cafe technically was in Grantham. They have now since moved, so they are now at the Newport Golf Club. There was a really great opportunity for them to partner with the Newport Golf Club.
Oh, wait, that's when Breaking Bread left, right?
Correct. So Breaking Bread. So Chef Jeff Porter is now opening up a pop-up shop on Main Street in Newport.
Nope,
and
that's
now
right.
The Farmer's Table has now moved into the diner, if you will, space at the golf club.
Mm-hmm.
So 112 Unity Road. They're super excited about it. Great food, great service, every guest, every time. They're providing top quality food in a warm, inviting place in which to gather.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of cool stuff there. They use locally sourced vegetables and fruits in season and other quality foods from New Hampshire and Vermont. So they have a lot of things going on there. They have Their menu is online, so if you go to farmerstablecafe.com, you're going to be able to see some of their options, which sound delicious.
Okay.
If you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
603-863-9355. And they're open from Tuesday to Thursday, 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then Friday and Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. So here are some of their delicious offerings that they are listing on their website. Coconut shrimp. Durr. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love good coconut shrimp?
I've never actually had that.
What? You've never had coconut shrimp?
Nope. I've had shrimp and I've had coconut, but not
You're
coconut
so
shrimp.
You're so un-American. It's delicious.
Mm.
Shrimp cocktail.
Yep.
Fried pickles. We were just talking about that. Yeah. And they are dill slices.
There you go.
There you go. Yep. Spinach artichoke dip, which who doesn't love that?
Mm-hmm.
Onion rings. Their famous farmer's table nachos. You can add black beans, chicken, or pulled pork. They have chicken wings, chicken tenders, which is great. Who doesn't love those? And then you can choose your sauces, buffalo, honey barbecue, or they can be naked. Naked.
No, don't look at me. Just eat me.
From the garden, they have Mr. McGregor's salad, which sounds cute. Peter Rabbit's garden salad. Natalie's choice salad. Caesar salad. And, of course, they go into sandwiches. So at sandwiches, we have the Tom Turkey Club, which who doesn't love a turkey club?
That's gobble, gobble.
Favorite. Turkey clubs are my favorite sandwiches. Mm-hmm. BLTs. They have the Rachel, which is sliced turkey, coleslaw, Swiss cheese, and Thousand Island dressing on rye.
Mm-hmm.
Hot pastrami sandwich, a classic Reuben sandwich.
Yes.
The chicken apple wrap, the chicken Caesar wrap.
I love anything with chicken and apple together.
Mm, tasty. So burgers and specialty sandwiches. They have the Farmhouse Burger, 8 ounce. The Blue Moon Burger, also 8 ounce. The Impossible Burger, which is obviously a no meat burger.
Right.
The pulled pork sandwich, which people love pulled pork around here. Entree options. They have the Randa Ford's ribs, fish and chips, the baked haddock, and bourbon steak tips. Love it. I could go for some steak right about now. I will not lie to you. So they have some kids menu options as well. Chicken fingers, grilled cheese sandwich, and the hot dog. And then, of course, your standard beverages, if you will, your fountain sodas, your coffees. They also have a Shirley Temple quite on the list. Not for me, but that's okay.
What is a Shirley? I always forget what that is.
It's just like,
it's like a chocolatey one.
No, it's like a cherry. It's almost like a cherry drink. So it's red and it's got cherries on it. And then it's mixed with like a seltzery. So their dessert menu, they also have carrot cake, lemon Italian cream cake, the New York style cheesecake, and a chocolate tort, which is also gluten-free.
Delicious. Tort.
Tort. Mm-hmm. You heard me.
Is that like a tortellini?
No. Tortellini would be a pasta.
Yeah. Is it shaped like a tortellini?
No.
Okay.
A tort is just basically a cake.
Huh.
It's like a
Is it slice, short for something?
A slice of cake. No. I think tort potentially means cake in another language.
I don't like
French.
That. I don't like it.
Oh, too bad. Can't help you there.
Okay.
Some weekly specials. They have a homemade chili. So Chef Harry's masterpiece, 4-meat chili, beef, steak, venison, and elk. Carefully crafted with multiple peppers and spices and served with tortilla chips. I will totally try that. That sounds delicious. Farmer's Table Pot Roast. Bourbon Steak Tips.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm yelling.
We already talked about those.
No. These are the weekly specials. They are prepared in a different way.
Okay.
So the homemade chili is an appetizer. The Farmer's Table Pot Roast. And then the Bourbon Steak Tips are marinated in a special bourbon sauce, cooked medium rare, and served with mashed potatoes and the vegetable of the day.
You know what's something like I used to hate as a kid that I now love?
What?
The meatloaf.
I actually have not had meatloaf in years.
It's so good now.
Years.
I don't know why it's like, you know, like when you're an adult and your taste just changed suddenly. I used to hate like scallops as a kid. Now I like, they're my favorite seafood.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is with like the loaf. I just love
the loaf.
I'm a huge fan of the loaf now.
Okay, well, that's great. Yeah. Great. So if you head to their website, you're going to see a photo gallery of all of these dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, kind of like when I have a cookbook in front of me, right? Not that I have that a cookbook in front of me very often, folks, but I want to see a picture of what I'm supposed to be making. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So, like, it's remotely similar.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's a pie.
Exactly. You want to have some sort of an idea.
Right.
It's right?
But if it's shape it around.
If it's just words.
Yeah.
And I just can't picture it. You know what I mean? So 112 Unity Road, Farmer's Table Cafe at the Newport Golf Course, which is super exciting. They are just recently opened. So it's not like they haven't been there for a long time, folks. They are now, they are just getting situated. They're getting their lives together as anyone else does when they have a big change, right? A location change, people change, all those kinds of things.
Right.
Farmer's Table specials. They got some fancy ones. Baked salmon, chicken, broccoli, and lemon creme sauce. Doug's Buffalo Chicken Dip. That sounds tasty.
That does sound good.
So they show on the Facebook page there, they show their specials. They show different things that are going on at the cafe and at the golf course as well. So definitely a cool place to follow on Instagram, Facebook, and follow their website. Again, Farmer's Table Cafe, 112 Unity Road, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. I highly encourage people to give them a try if they don't already know the Farmer's Table Cafe. Mm-hmm. So that is our first little portion of this. Our second segment of this segment. There's so much going on.
I know.
So remember that December 9th is the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce TWAS just before Christmas event.
Do you think after it airs, it'll be TWER?
No. So obviously that's a really fun thing that happens right on Main Street. Horse-drawn wagon rides. Santa Claus is at the Newport Opera House. Kids stamp their passports to go see Santa. All the cool things.
Yeah.
Also, the Newport Winter Carnival pageant has opened up its application process.
Oh.
So my friends, we're talking about this already.
When is that festival? Is that January?
February. So applications are actually due December 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know of any students in the Newport School District that are in second grade or they are juniors or seniors, those are the people who can apply to be part of the program. Mm. So that's, again, just a public service announcement. December 12th is the day to submit those applications.
Right.
And then the very last thing we're going to talk about today is tickets are on sale now for the Dancing with the Newport Stars All-Star Performance, January 26th and 27th. Both shows happen at 7 p.m. at the Newport Opera House. They are doing an all-star show this year. So there's five performers, and they are each doing a little bit of a snippet from their either won their year or they placed.
Because
some of them didn't win, but they placed pretty highly. So they're kind of re-performing a segment of their initial performance.
So this is like a champion of the Newport Stars.
Exactly, yes. Mm. It's kind of like a VIP event.
Gotcha.
And then they're also performing a new routine with their partner. So it should be pretty fun. Again, that's January 26th and 27th. Both shows are at 7 p.m. The people who are performing are Fran Huat from the Library Arts Center.
Yep.
She's awesome. Brent Wilmot, the former Newport police chief.
Yep.
And then Christine Smith from the New London Hospital. And then Ben Holobowitz. But his name is Dr. Ben. People know him as Dr. Ben from the Newport Health Center. He's performing again. And then Shannon McMichael from Noise Arrest Fireworks and from the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
So there are five competitors this year. So a sneak peek into Dancing with the Newport Stars, all-star cast.
Mm-hmm.
So January 26th and 27th, 7 p.m. And Fran, Brent, Christine, Shannon, and Dr. Ben will be competing against each other. So obviously kind of pick and choose who you might want to vote for. And then make sure you head to one of the performances or both of the performances if you're feeling fun and fancy free. And you can buy your tickets online now at NewportOperaHouse.com.
Nice.
So we're excited about that event as well.
Those will be sold out.
In the new year, probably.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Each of those people will bring their own, like, posses, you know?
Yeah.
So my ticket, I have a couple people that I'll vote for. So, yeah, so that's our last segment here. Just keep those eyes and ears open for those kinds of events and purchase your tickets now if you're interested. And that's it, friends. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll see you on a Monday. Actually, we won't see you.
You'll hear from us. Well, that wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. I would like to rethank our sponsors, which include North Cape Design Build, Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Bee Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, and Indigo Blues & Co. Don't forget, you can listen tomorrow from 4 to 5 p.m. or anytime online at WNTK.com. News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.